WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
And we begin this morning with First Weather. Our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So, Dan, we're going to need the rain gear today.
That's right. Wet weather returns to the forecast here across New Jersey. And because of the thorough soaking we took Saturday night into early Sunday morning, flooding is a concern. Flood watch is posted for all 21 counties in New Jersey from midday through late this evening. We also have a coastal flood advisory. This morning's high tide cycle along the Atlantic Ocean will be a little higher than usual. Up to a foot of water inundation may cause minor flooding issues there. So the heaviest rain is going to come in this afternoon into this early this evening. So your evening rush hour could be pretty wet, mostly cloudy and breezy otherwise, with highs 50 to 55 degrees today. Rain will wrap up this evening. Now, there could be some snowflakes mixed in northwest Jersey, but it's really not a big concern. Breezy and cool overnight with clearing skies, lows around 40. Partly sunny tomorrow with a brisk wind, highs in the upper 40s, only lower 40s, a blustery day for Wednesday. Right now, Mount Holly 41, Pompton Lakes 36, and Sayreville 39.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 502. New Jersey health officials have confirmed more cases of measles in a central Jersey community and expanded the health alert to Passaic. One of the 15 people confirmed to have measles in the Lakewood area may have exposed additional people in Passaic between November 17th and the 18th. This type of outbreak would have been unheard of even a few years ago. But in pockets of New Jersey, immunization rates have been going down, leaving more people vulnerable to serious but preventable diseases. Patrick Lavery joins us live this morning with more on that part of the story. Patrick?
Here is the positive spin, Eric, if there is one as far as the measles outbreak is concerned. When you look at our map at NJ1015.com, the overwhelming majority of municipalities in the state have vaccination rates at least 93% or higher. The World Health Organization says 93 to 95% is the threshold to wipe out the virus. But some Jersey towns are well below that. Bradley Beach, 66%. Milltown, 68%. Lakewood, not nearly the worst. Now, also at NJ1015.com, we have exactly where in Lakewood and the city of Passaic and when you could have been exposed if you or loved ones are not vaccinated. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Dan Zero's commuter weather. We have some very heavy rains on the way. Grounds are already saturated. Flood watches posted for the entire state from midday today through late evening, and a coastal flood advisory is also in effect. We might see some light rain this morning, but it's the afternoon commute that we have some concerns with. Dan will keep you updated throughout the day on air, online, and on our free mobile app. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, it may be a tool to help keep robocalls off your cell phone. We'll update that story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 507. Dan Zero's commuter weather. We have flood warnings and watches going up at a coastal flood advisory. Ground is very wet from the recent rains, so the heavy rains we're going to get today could trigger flooding across the Garden State today. That's going to start happening sometime this afternoon. Might see some lighter rain before then, but it's the afternoon ride home where you may have some problems. We'll have more on that part of the forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Funeral services have been scheduled for a New Jersey family whose bodies were found at their burning Jersey mansion last week in Colts Neck. All four members of the Canaro family were victims of homicidal violence, say investigators, but nobody's been charged. Keith Canaro found shot to death outside his Colts Neck home, his wife and two kids inside. A few hours earlier, another blaze occurred at the Ocean Township home of Canaro's brother, Paul. Now, he's been charged with setting fire to his own house, but investigators won't say if he's a suspect in the murders. If you are being driven crazy by telemarketers and robocalls, some good news on the horizon. There is a new technology called Stir Shaken that could soon help you identify these annoying calls before you ever answer the phone.
Stir Shaken, a James Bond martini reference, which stands for Secure Telephone Identity Revisited Signature-Based Handling of Asserted Information Using Tokens, will let you see on your caller ID if the call you're receiving is from a number that's actually verified. Federal Trade Commission Do Not Call boss Ian Barlow says the system
is not going to stop robocalls, but it will help identify which ones are illegally spoofed.
He adds the FTC continues to get 500,000 complaints about robocalls every month. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Some New Jersey school kids were denied access to a White House tour because they're not from the U.S. and they didn't have proper identification. Parents complain organizers of the class trip to D.C. for Henry Hudson High School seniors didn't make sure that everybody had the right ID before they left. The Secret Service stopped three kids when they could not produce either a passport, alien registration card, or State Department ID. The rest of the group was allowed on the tour. A Jersey Drug Enforcement Administration official says the toxic combination of rampant opioid and heroin abuse, coupled with the extreme hazards of fentanyl, have created an epidemic in New Jersey.
Assistant Special Agent Nick Colin says,
"We are in the midst of an epidemic. It's an opiate epidemic."
Colin points out that Jersey has nearly triple the national average for overdose deaths right now, and the rampant abuse of fentanyl is a key factor. He says the DEA has ramped up a strong response.
It's a three-pronged approach, our 360 strategy.
He says they're enhancing drug enforcement, more pharmaceutical and doctor regulation, and getting out into the community with education and awareness. Joe Cutter, Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:09. Rider University officials confirm they will not allow the Chick-fil-A franchise to operate on campus, despite huge support among students to bring the chain in. Rider's president says Chick-fil-A's perceived opposition to the LGBT community is the reason they're banned from campus. Seaside Park is settling a bullying case with a police recruit. The recruit alleged a veteran sergeant harassed him for more than a year, even pointed a gun to his head on one occasion. The town will pay the recruit $700,000, but admits no wrongdoing. The sergeant, however, is facing a charge of aggravated assault with a firearm. Plenty of New Jersey residents love their pets like their own family, and more employers are considering this when offering benefits packages. Responding to employees' wants, companies are offering perks like pet insurance and pet leave.
New for 2019, Morristown-based Atlantic Health System is offering employees the option to take an intermittent or continuous leave to care for a sick pet. Atlantic Health's Nikki Sumter says pet insurance is a new addition as well, and many employees have already opted in.
Many of our team members have pets. We also have a great pet therapy program that we offer to our patients.
In a recent national survey, New Jersey employees called for 4 days paid leave following the loss of a pet. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Police are looking for whoever set off fireworks on the front porch of a Somerset County home the day after Thanksgiving. The home's doorbell camera captured perfect images of their faces. After ringing the doorbell at about 1 a.m., they light the fireworks and run away. Fortunately, the home was not damaged. Conservative activists are pushing to deploy a never-before-used article in the Constitution to make changes to the country's foundational document. Not a wholesale rewrite, they say, but particular changes aimed at clipping federal spending and power.
Jonathan Via, director of Convention of States New Jersey, says the Constitution allows for 34 states to call a meeting to propose amendments. He says they'd be limited to specific areas, installing fiscal restraints on the federal government, reducing its size and scope, and imposing term limits on federal officials and judges.
And the reason that we believe that this is necessary is because we just feel that Washington, D.C. is broken. The way things are running, the way our government functions, is not the way the framers of the Constitution intended.
The national president of the Convention of States will discuss the effort tonight at Rider University. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. We have heavy rains on the way, and we could see some flooding. We'll have an extended look at the forecast with Dan and then recap our top stories next.
Good morning.
Make New Jersey 101.5 part of your Alexa weekday morning routine.
Now listening to New Jersey 101.5.
Instantly hear updated flash reports with the latest breaking news and weather. Weekdays,
wake up with Alexa
and New Jersey 101.5.
Thank you.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning. So, Dan, we're worried about the rain today.
That's right. We had some very heavy rain over the weekend. Saturday night into Sunday morning, parts of Monmouth and Ocean County saw over 3 inches of rain. Top wind gust was 71 miles an hour at Harvey Cedars on LBI. Things will not be that crazy today. However, the ground is still pretty thoroughly soaked from that heavy rain this weekend, so flooding of roadways, rivers, and streams may occur quickly with the rain that is coming in. Radar's nice and clear for now, but the rain will pick up with showers this morning and then the heaviest stuff this afternoon through early evening. Yes, that means it may impact your evening rush hour. Mostly cloudy and breezy, highs 50 to 55 degrees. We also have a coastal flood advisory in effect for this morning's high tide cycle. That's around 9 o'clock this morning along the ocean front, later on the back bays. 1 foot of water may cause minor flooding of tidal waterways. Rain will wrap up this evening, and then it'll be breezy and cool with clearing skies overnight, lows around 40. Tomorrow, partly partly sunny with highs upper 40s. Not too bad, but a brisk wind will remind you how cool it is. Blustery on Wednesday and cold lower 40s with a mix of clouds and sun. New Jersey First News Time is 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, investigators appear no closer to identifying a suspect in last week's murder of a family in Colts Neck. The measles alert is expanding in New Jersey. Health officials are scrambling to contain the outbreak amid the growing number of people who are not vaccinated. In sports, Eagles beat the Giants. Philly now within a game of first place. Patriots dropped the Jets. That's Gangrene's fifth straight loss. Sixers top the Nets. Knicks over the Grizzlies. Lightning over the Devils. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time 519. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for the Mondayest Monday of the year. Back to work and school today, and we've got rain back in the forecast. It's going to be heavy at times this afternoon through early this evening. We have a flood concern too. Raincoats and umbrellas at the ready. Highs today 50 to 55 degrees. New Jersey First News Time still 519.
New Jersey 101.5.
You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is now on this Monday morning after a long holiday weekend, and we have got some rain coming in, and there are some concerns about flooding today. We have flood watches posted for the entire state. Now, the heavy rain is going to hold off till later this afternoon, but it may make for a very wet ride home. Dan will have more on that and where we're concerned about flooding coming up in just a couple of minutes. We can tell you this morning that gas leak that shut down the Delaware Memorial Bridge in both directions has been cleared. The span is open this morning. That leak stemmed from a chemical plant near the twin suspension bridges. Officials said if that gas plume had ignited, it would have been catastrophic. The leak was identified as ethylene oxide. It's a highly flammable gas, a byproduct of methanol. Most Garden State residents don't worry about getting enough to eat, but for some, it's an ongoing challenge. One in eight New Jerseyans sometimes go to bed hungry. That may, however, soon change, as anti-hunger advocates are supporting a new plan that would give the Garden State a more streamlined food supply.
Jersey Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin is pressing ahead with a package of anti-hunger bills that will focus on helping farmers and low-income college students, increasing public awareness about the issue, and reducing the amount of food that winds up getting thrown out.
We're going to try to bring awareness to food waste, and we're going to try to work with the business communities, you know, restaurant industries. How many times have you been to a place where people have been out to dinner and you see all this food that goes to waste?
This is a problem we have to solve, says Coughlin. We must make sure we're feeding all of the people in this state. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:24. A U.S. scientist and a Chinese researcher say they took part in research in China in which the DNA of twin girls born this month had been altered with a powerful new tool capable of rewriting the very blueprint of life. That kind of gene editing is banned in the United States because the DNA changes can pass to future generations, and it risks harming other genes. Many mainstream scientists think it's too dangerous to try. One in five youths under the age of 24 affected by some kind of mental health disorder, and many don't seek help right away. The National Alliance on Mental Illness is hosting a conference next month to focus solely on the mental health of our youth.
NAMI's conference on December 1st in Somerset is crucial, says Associate Director Aruna Rao, because
the figures show that the bulk of people, almost 50% of those who do have a mental health disorder, wait an average of 10 years to seek any kind of treatment or intervention.
She says the key is to respond before a crisis happens.
The gains from responding really early are tremendous. So rather than having a lifetime of dealing with serious mental illness, if you respond when someone is young enough, the trajectory of the person's life can be different.
The conference focuses on the main issues that youths are confronting and how supporters can help them. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:26. We're going to get an update on the forecast with Dan as some heavy rains are on the way. That's coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30, the measles outbreak is expanding And there are some concerns about the number of people who have not been vaccinated in the Garden State. We'll have that, and we'll update business news next.
Dennis and Judy.
The world is getting nuttier and nuttier and nuttier with
which
political.
Is why our show has to, just to follow suit.
Just to keep up.
Weekdays 10 till 2 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:28 as we update business news. Asian shares mostly higher today on hopes that President Trump and his Chinese counterpart will unwind a blistering trade dispute at a meeting later this week. It was energy companies that led a slide in U.S. stocks on Friday. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, news directors Annette Petriccioni, content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery, and Sergio Bichao is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.